You're listening to a podcast of WJR's Internet Advisor. You can find more resources to protect your computer on our webpage at internetadvisor.net.
I don't know about you, Gary, but I kind of like the sound of that.
Me too. You know, it's great. It ties the old with the new, doesn't it?
It does. And speaking of that, we're delighted, folks, to have what we promised you. We're going to introduce you to the folks who made that music happen. And it's none other than somebody that, Gary, you met many years ago and invited him to create the theme music for the Internet Advisor, Steve Didos. Welcome to the Internet Advisor. Good to have you here in person with us.
Thank you, Foster.
And it's really welcome back because you created this very unique sound for us almost 14 years ago, and we've been playing it every single week since then.
And now
Until today.
And now we're updating it. And with the help of my son, Maddie Didos, who is also here in the studio
with us.
That's
a good cue, Maddie.
Hey, Maddie. The horn player.
How are you doing? I'm Maddie.
Good to have you with us. Maddie, you're here, by the way, on a break from college, am I right?
Yep, on like a four-day Thanksgiving break, and it's great to be here. It's a blast, something I usually obviously don't get to do on a break.
Where are you going to school now?
I go to Oberlin College down in Ohio.
All right. And we were fortunate to have you come up here. And while you were up here, you've also developed this little, you've got a really nice jazzy feel going there, Steve, with Maddie. And that has certainly been the addition, at least to my mind, when I hear that saxophone come in.
Well, yeah, saxophone is a great voice, and we're happy to add it to you guys' theme. I mean, when we did the original theme going on 14, 15 years ago, I mean, I'm still fond of the theme, but you guys have been, you know, you and your audience have been hearing this for that many years.
Well, and it really started with, it was just a few seconds too short for the network, and so we asked you to up just add a couple seconds. You said, oh, I can't
do that. No.
I want to add some more in. And that,
well,
wow, had a great sound.
As we discussed, you know, since you guys had been using the original track for so long, it was perhaps time to update it a little bit for a lot of different reasons that we've talked about. I mean, do we want to get into some of the history?
Let's talk a little bit about it. It's called Cutting Edge. Matter of fact, you've given it a title. I didn't know this thing had a title, guys. We actually have a title to our program.
I thought it was Theme 2.0. Theme Music 2.0.
It's called Cutting Edge.
We titled the new theme Cutting Edge to kind of reflect maybe a more urban sound. I mean, now that you guys, and congratulations, by the way, now that you guys are syndicated, you know, this is you're going bigger.
Big time.
And you're emanating here from Detroit, and we wanted to have something that retained some of the flavor of the original theme, the original idea. And so while doing that, we have a much more driving track, a little more electronic based, if you will. Yeah. And
you know, my son, 13, I made him listen to it. He goes, Dad, I've heard this. I said, no, this is the new one. He goes, oh, Dad, come on. It's going to be, you know, kind of just like the old one.
Yeah,
you know, he's grown up with it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Before he was born.
Right?
That's right.
So when he listened to it, you know what he said, Steve?
What?
He goes, that's techno.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what he said.
How do you
that's
like that?
Techno.
That's cool. Maddie,
well,
Maddie, you're nodding. Yeah,
then we're doing some of the things we set out to do. Do you want, just real quickly, I mean, if your audience is interested, sure. We actually have our axes with us here. In other words,
they have the piano and they have the saxophone
in
the studio
with us. Yeah, we brought some musical instruments here so we could talk semi-intelligently about this. And way back when, I wrote the original song based on this simple little hook, which I'm just going to play right now. It's just this little, like so many commercial themes. I'm just playing the notes.
Yeah, that's right. That's the signature sound.
And it's, you know, I mean, there are a lot of things in commercial music which are just simple little thought. I mean, think the Seinfeld bass riff, things like that. And so when we originally did this with you guys, we said, well, let's just come up with a simple theme. And then from there, I just kind of voiced it in a harmony. So there's harmony there. And you hear that was all part of the original theme.
Now, I got to ask you, where did that come to in your head? I mean, where did that just kind of pop up?
I don't know.
Was it something you had heard before? I'm curious about
that
composers.
Was 14 years ago.
I know. Where do you get stuff? Does it just kind of you play with?
Well, yeah. And I mean, to kind of cut to the chase in lay terms, you're just thinking of melodies. And in this case, I mean, you're just trying to come up with a simple hook that's going to, you know, you guys are the Internet Advisor, you're talking technology, so you're thinking just a simple figure.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
And it's, as you can hear, it goes from this note to this note. So, and actually, that first lick, when you, even though we're only talking about 1 minute maximum of music that you guys use, there's still a build to it. So we start with, you know, a harmonized version.
Listen, folks, you're listening to how this is created. Now, now, when does Matty come in on this? I'm just curious, how does he add into this?
I'll try to be brief here, but, you know, from this original hook, the song actually builds up a step, and that gives it a certain lift. If you, when people listen to the theme from now on, you should hear that it lifts
and
moves.
You're all expected to react this way, folks, by the way.
Right, so we start with... And it moves up to this new key, and it gives it this bright lift.
Now, Matty, where do you come in this?
Well, I mean, when we first wrote it, my dad had to work a way in because we were going for that more modern sound.
Yeah.
And it's like I wasn't there for all of the compositional, the whole procedure, but we were trying to find a way to get from the old hook that everyone knew and, like, people on the show would expect to hear when they listen to
and
the show.
And that's part of what you want. You want to have the sameness of what people are used to hearing, but you want to have something new.
Yeah, so we just figured that not a lot of saxophone, but just a little would kind of help for that modern vibe.
Our time is really compressed here. We have not much longer. I want to make sure we get to hear you, Matty, and how this adds in.
Okay, well, let's just
play. This will just be a little improv on the spot.
Okay, go ahead.
What goes on in the studio.
So shall we just go?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Musical genius at work. Steve and Matty Dito. Oh, that's sweet. That is really sweet. I could sit here listening to this for hours. So then this all comes together as, Matty, you're playing along, you're listening to this, you're kind of feeling something move there, right? And you're moving along with it.
Well, there's a, just real quickly, the old song, the old track had this shuffle.
Yeah, that kind of shuffle, Right. We're going to have the new one coming, the old one, probably the new one coming in just a moment.
Well, and then the new one has a different set of changes, which is, as Gary's son said earlier, you know, it's a little more techno. Well, one of the ways we do that is with this harmony. And a more straight-ahead beat. And then the saxophone lends itself a lot more to that.
We're just trying to add, like, more of a darker sound. Like, the shuffle is real bright. It's almost like you're dancing. And this one, we don't really want that.
It's got that jazzy smooth. Go ahead, Cal.
You know, when Matty was playing, all I wanted to do was put on a pair of dark glasses, get a cup of cappuccino, and just kind of sit in the dark somewhere. You know?
I love it.
It had that cool sort of...
That's it. Wow. Detroit sound.
Especially watching him. You know, if our audience could actually see him with that sax.
Which brings up the other question. Now, you're playing saxophone. Now, which one is that? I know there's alto sax.
This is the alto. That's mainly what I play. I've, like, tried a couple others, but this is my main one.
The alto is a more commercial sound. And, you know, think of since we're talking about your theme and what we're trying to do for your theme, make it more. What's a more soulful sound than the saxophone? Oh, so
absolutely.
Adding that.
I say, and coming out of Detroit, we had to have it. Guys, we're running short on time. I just want, Matty, what are you planning on doing? I know you're a great baseball player. You're a student, an excellent student.
Yeah, I mean, I love my music. I love doing things like this. But unfortunately, my first priorities are school and baseball.
That's not unfortunate, by the way.
It's I can play baseball while I'm 19 right now. I can play the horn for the rest of my life, but I want to take advantage of the athletic ability while I have it.
All right. That's fantastic. Matty, I want to thank you for what you've added to this. And Steve, I want to thank you for rebuilding something that was beautiful to start with and giving it such a wonderful color.
We hope that it takes you guys into another decade of broadcast.
All right. That's fantastic. Gary, I think we're on our way.
I think so. Steve, thank you very much. Thank you for the theme music for all these almost 14 years and maybe for the next one or two. Who
and knows? Steve, we can find you online at Steve Dito's Music.
At DidosMusic.com.
Dito's Music.
DidosMusic. DidosMusic.com.
And linked from our site.
Right smack dab on the front page
there.
And
then from the About section, too.
Absolutely. We will have all that information in there. And as you can hear in the background... That's the mellow sound of the new version of our theme song here. Well, on the great new program we're putting out here with the Internet Advisor, heading into another decade. Steve Dito's, Matty Dito's, thank you very much for being here and for doing this for us.
Our pleasure.
Thanks for having us.